Visiting with PCM head football coach Greg Bond to recap their statement win tonight against Nevada. Coach, that one had to feel good for you. You look at last year, you admittedly didn't play your best game against Nevada last year on the road, but to come and take them at home and beat them 30-7, just walk me through your team's efforts a little bit.
Well, I mean, obviously I'm really, really happy, but I thought, we came out ready to play. I mean, it was one of those games where, you feel a little bit weird coming up, leading up to it, because it seemed like nothing was going right throughout the day, just little freaky stuff. So, but we overcame like all those little things. We did what we wanted to do on defense. We just were very, very, very physical on offense. And, we got after them and we got the win, and it was a good win. And, the thing that I take away from it the most is that we got some things to work on. There's no doubt about it. But a lot of the stuff that they threw at us, was stuff that we hadn't really seen before, kind of halfway knew it might be coming and had, seen these formations before. And the defense was just really, really good about understanding how to make the adjustments. So I thought that was a really good thing. And then on the offensive side of the ball, it was pretty much the same way. We knew they were going to, bend guys around in the defensive interior and stuff like that. And we'd have to make some adjustments. And with the exception of one play that we kind of, let a guy through that, picked the ball off and scored the touchdown, we did a tremendous job. And Adrian Robbins was just, toting the rock and, a lot of carries tonight. And, you add it all up and it makes for a pretty good win and a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, what do you feel like with your defense specifically is working so well for them? I mean, with the Sidney Kyoto game, holding them to 14 points and then Pella Christian to 7 and then 7 and for a highly ranked team in Class 3A, what do you feel specifically about your defense is going so well?
Well, and I got to say this, we didn't give up the 7 points tonight. Our offense did. And I have to say that so that my offensive coordinator hears it and I can kind of give him a little bit of crap about it. But, defensively, we're talking really well. And I think that's very important. Just communicating, kind of understanding who the other players are, just really understanding the down and distance in the situation, which is something that you can only get to with teams that are pretty good. Most of the time you're just getting lined up and playing against formations, but these guys are starting to dial in a little bit to the down and distance in the situation, which makes them, have a little jump on the offense, so to speak.
And what does it mean to you? You guys beat Pella Christian last week, of course, in dominating fashion, and now beating Nevada, those two teams that you lost to last season. Last year at this time, you guys were 1-2, and you even said at that time you weren't feeling too good about how things were going. But now you sit at 3-0 in the 2024 season. What does that bring to the confidence of your team?
Well, I tell you what, it feels a lot better, and that's nothing that goes, unnoticed or unannounced with me. I mean, I definitely thank the guys because last year I didn't feel very good as a coach, and, none of our coaches did, and probably none of our players really did either. But, this year is a way different story, and I owe that all to the team because, like I say, I don't go out there and make any tackles at all. I don't score any touchdowns, and they do. And but in terms of confidence, I think it's right now it's more just – let's just keep on getting better because this is really fun. Like we're having a lot of fun playing football and we're playing it pretty well. So let's just keep on getting better. And they're coming together as a team pretty good.
And next week you guys take a long road trip up to Jessup to start district play. And, with the structure of Iowa High School football, obviously when you go into the district season, it's kind of a whole new season. And you guys really kind of walked your way easily through the district last year. But me and you talked before the season that, these are new teams this year and you don't know what to expect from your district and you can't overlook any of these games.
No, I mean, absolutely not. There's football players and there's coaches coaching them and, they're going to have a plan and we've got to go out there and worry about ourselves, make sure we're taking reps. We're always training and like I say, just keep getting better and not worse. And I appreciated your feature, by the way. I thought that was pretty good. I thank you for that.
Yeah, I hope that feature gave you guys a little confidence going into this week. We appreciated your time with the feature too.
Absolutely, man. That was a good time.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, any final thoughts as you kind of close the chapter on a really dominating win against Nevada, and you guys already start to prepare for an opening district game against Jessup next week.
Yeah, I think kind of like you said, it's a new season. I've always kind of divided the season into thirds anyway. You got the first three games, second three, and then last three. And but in terms of the first third of the season, this has been really good, and it's just time to keep it rolling and start traveling around and going to some of these district games and see if we can get out on it defeated and hopefully make a run.
Well, Coach, congrats on the big win against Nevada on Friday night. And again, appreciate your time with the feature. Always fun to kind of highlight the side of Greg Bonnet people don't get to see all the time.
All right, man. That was good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. Have a good night and good weekend.
You too.